Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny has some advice for parents and coaches about the right way to develop young athletes. We'll be talking with him in just a couple of moments after a conversation about AIDS awareness in the black community and after bringing you up to speed on the City Arch River Project. That's where we begin. The project's been going on for some months now. Where are we? What's the timetable? Joining me in studio is Ryan McClure, the communications director of City Arch River. Ryan, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Don. Appreciate it.
All right. Where are we? On schedule?
So we are on schedule from what we released late last year. So where we are now is the park over the highway and Luther E. Lee Smith Square, which is that square park right by the Hyatt and the old courthouse. That'll be done by October. The riverfront will be done by October of this year. And we expect the landscape on the arch grounds to be done by the summer of 2016. And then finally the new museum would open by spring 2017. So we're going to break ground on the museum in March of this year.
The museum is closing in just a couple of days, isn't
That's right. The Museum of Westward Expansion under the arch will close on February 17th. So come back and see it now. See what it looks like now, because it will be completely different once it reopens in 2017.
What is all of this? What is the impact of all of this on tourism in and around the arch?
Well, you know, after this is all completed, we expect a huge benefit for the region through, you know, tourism impact and a lot of different other variables. But we did an economic impact study a few years back that said if we increase arch visitation back to what it was, what it previously averaged, they've actually lost about 1 million visitors over the last 5-6 years. If we bring it back to where it was and visitors stay a half day longer, which we think are both conservative estimates on what we can do, you get 4,400 additional jobs in the region every year and an economic impact of an additional $360 million each year, which is about the equivalent of an additional Cardinals baseball season each year.
But is this a time when people from out of town should consider coming to St. Louis to visit the arch?
Absolutely. I mean, the arch will remain open throughout construction, and all project partners have actually gone through great effort to stage construction in a way that we can keep the arch open and we can keep the riverfront open for the riverboat cruises and the helicopter tours there. So we definitely want people to come down and visit the arch. The way that you get your tickets and visit the arch will change. Actually, starting on March 2nd, the visitor center for the arch will reorient to the old courthouse. So that's where you'll get your tickets for the tram and for the movie and entry into the arch. So you'd start your journey at the old courthouse.
So access will be pretty easy. There's not going to be a great disruption other than the fact you don't go to the arch directly to get things started. You go to the old courthouse.
Right. It will be different. So you would go to the old courthouse and then walk to Walnut Street and enter into the park right by the old cathedral. So we've got a safe passage there for pedestrians, visitors, to get from the courthouse to the arch leg to enter in. So much of the grounds are going to be inaccessible by this summer because it will all be under construction. But we've made sure that visitors can get to the arch.
Anything special planned in October? I know you're reaching the end of one phase there. It's the 50th anniversary of the arch, isn't it?
Huge milestone coming October 28th. 2015. That's the 50th anniversary of the day that the final the keystone piece to the arch went in place. So, it's something this region really will want to celebrate, and we should celebrate because, I mean, this is our defining structure. It identifies us to the world. So, around October 28th and the weekend before, there will be a celebration downtown. We're in the midst of planning that right now, so there will be more details coming out about that as we get further along. But there will be a big celebration.
One of the things that we've been reading about and hearing about for quite a while now is the fate of the ash trees on the arch grounds. Where does that stand? Are all of them going to have to go?
Yes. Unfortunately, all of the ash trees need to be removed, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One is the impending infestation of the emerald ash borer. We know that that's coming, and it's just been such a devastating, predatory bug that has affected ash trees all over the country. So that's one reason it needs to be. They need to be removed. They've reached the end of their lifespan either way, so they'd have to be removed because of that. And they hadn't done too well. They were planted in the 70s on fill, not good soil. So there were many reasons that the ash trees had to be removed. So they have all been removed except for a few at this point, and they will be replaced with the London plane tree, which will – the London plane tree is a proven urban tree that is disease resistant, and our designers think that it's going to fare very well in the arch grounds.
The parking garages. What's the status of the garages? They're about to be torn down as well, aren't they?
The parking garage on the north end of the arch grounds will be removed, and that's actually going to start this month. So you'll see demolition start on the garage this month. It's been closed to visitors for about the last month, but we're moving along. So once that garage is demolished, it'll be replaced by a 7.5-acre park that we call the North Gateway that will be programmed. It'll have all sorts of activities that you can do there. It'll have a natural amphitheater for concerts, a children's explorer's garden, raised walkways, bike paths, a lot of great stuff in that space where a garage used to stand.
You know, a lot of talk, you're well aware of it, Ryan, about the potential for a new football stadium down in that general vicinity.
Right.
Is that coming into play at all with regard to City Arch River planning or discussion?
So while that plan is outside of the scope of our geographic area, we're really, you know, kind of on the riverfront and the arch grounds and Keener Plaza and the old courthouse. One of our 10 design goals that we've had since the very beginning of this process is to be a catalyst for further development downtown and in the region. So a potential stadium on the North Riverfront is just an extension of that. Dave Peacock, who is one of the people heading that up, is also on the board of City Arch River. He's been very involved in our project and obviously cares a lot about the future of this region. And so we see that kind of just as an extension. I mean, it's a process. There's obviously a long way to go on that plan, but it's an extension of what City Arch River has accomplished.
We have a caller who has a key question here. Okay. Let's bring Joe in. He's calling from St. Louis. Joe, you're on the air.
Good morning. I want to know where you're going to be able to park while all this renovation is going on.
That's a great question, Joe. So what we've done, and actually the Convention and Visitors Commission has really headed up a new downtown parking, downtown attraction parking program. So you can go to getaroundstl.com, and there's a parking tab there, and it shows you about 15 garages that are preferred downtown attraction parking facilities, and they have to meet certain specs for security, lighting, payment options to get that good housekeeping seal of approval from the CVC. And a lot of those garages you'll see are a very close walk to the arch. If not, they're as close or if not closer than the garage that's being removed is. So that plan has just now been put into place. So we'll see how that's working, but we're confident that parking is going to be is not going to be an issue for folks.
What about metro access? Is anything happening that would change what's available right now?
Yes, there is a change in Metrolink access. So there is, the stop that people historically have used to get to the arch is the Arch Laclede's Landing stop, which is in Eads Bridge. The new stop that Metro is pointing people to is 8th and Pine, because if you get off at Laclede's Landing, it's going to be very difficult to get to the arch during construction. So they're pointing folks to 8th and Pine, and then you can walk to the old courthouse from there and start your journey.
Let's take another call. Phil is joining us from Baldwin. Phil, go ahead. You're on the air.
Did I hear correctly? I got two questions. Did I hear correctly that we'll be able to visit the arch, or is it going to be closed down? I didn't quite catch that at some point in the summer. And also, will I be able to use my senior pass for entering the old courthouse or the arch grounds or anything, or the arch museum underneath the arch?
Sure. So on your first question, yes, the arch is open during construction. There may be certain times during down season or during a winter where there's some maintenance that's being done on the arch. But for the large part, the arch is going to remain open throughout construction. So you can come down and visit. You can go do the journey to the top, see Monument to a Dream. But the museum will be closed. But the arch is definitely open, so you can come see that during construction. On your second question, you would want to go and check out the gatewayarch.com website for pricing. The thing that's changing, from what I understand, is that you'll need a ticket to get into the visitor center, just because it's limited capacity with the museum closing. So. But that entry ticket comes with your tram ticket. So I'm not exactly sure on pricing, but the website could tell you that.
When is all of this to be done? In October 2016? Is that what you said earlier?
So certain parts are done by October of this year. So mm-hmm. The riverfront, Luther E. Lee Smith Square, and the park over the highway. In summer of 2016, most of the landscaping on the park is done. And then by spring of 2017, then the museum opens, and that's kind of the final big piece that opens up.
What are people going to be able to do when in the summer of 2017 mm-hmm. down there that they couldn't do before, aside from having that direct access from the Keener Plaza area?
Sure. So it's going to be a completely new experience for folks. And what we've been working toward is a complete transformation of what people experience when they're on the arch grounds and how they get there and what they can do. So, I mean, just the big things, as you mentioned, it's being able to create the seamless connection between the city and the arch. So being able to get from 4th Street, the old courthouse, to the arch and to the riverfront without a stair step or intersection in your way. You'll have a completely new museum experience with interactive, engaging, immersive exhibits that really speak to the 21st century museum goer. When you're on the riverfront, you're going to see more programming that's continual. It's not just, you know, big events that happen at certain times of the year. It's going to be continual programming. On the North Gateway that I mentioned, you'll see the park go without that garage there. You'll see the park connected directly to Eads Bridge and Laclede's Landing and Washington Avenue. You know, it's just going to be a completely new experience that I think people are just going to love.
There was some talk early on, and I know things have evolved and things have changed, but there was some talk of having some mini destinations down there, restaurants and that sort of thing.
Right.
Anything like that in the works?
So there's no development of restaurants in our plan. Not to say that it couldn't happen in the future. I mean, it's really difficult, and you really can't build structures on the arch grounds due to its historic designation.
And the Park Service has some say in that, too.
Right, absolutely. I mean, the Park Service continues to own and operate sure. the arch grounds. But what changes there on the operation is, you know, we partner with them moving forward to help fund the operation and maintenance of the park and everything that we've improved so far and help them program the right. park. But, you know, I think you'll see food trucks, a lot of different amenities that develop on the riverfront because it will flood less often. You'll have more days of the year during peak tourism mm-hmm. season that people can use the riverfront.
I'm going to take one more quick call. I hope it's quick. Margaret in Webster Groves, you're on the air, but make it quick, please.
Okay. The trees that you're planning to put in, are those the same as a sycamore tree? And also, is this I thought the prevailing wisdom was to plant a variety of trees, so if one gets sick, like the ash trees, mm-hmm. and there's still other ones that are resistant.
Right. Those are great questions. So you would ask about the tree coming in. So the London plane tree is somewhat similar to the American sycamore. It's actually a hybrid of the sycamore. So you've got that right. And, you know, I do want to clarify. So there's 800 London plane trees that are replacing the 800 ash trees that are going away. But on the arch grounds, there will be a variety of plantings. So there's going to be a lot of different species. The London plane tree only cover the processional walkways. So, you know, a lot of people think that there's going to be a monoculture, and there's not. There will be a lot of different species. Before construction started, there were about 1,200 trees on the arch grounds. When we're done, there's going to be over 4,000. So we're increasing the amount of trees there.
Only about 30 seconds left. What are you personally most excited about?
Oh, wow. I think watching people already get excited about this physical connection that's happening with the park over the highway, the structure is there. So when you drive downtown or you walk downtown, you can see it. But when people are able to walk from downtown to the arch, I'm excited to see people start to do that, because the arch has been separated from the city that it represents since the moment it was completed. To finally have it joined, I'm excited about that.
I think a lot of people are. Yeah. Ryan McClure, thanks so much for being with us. We're all looking forward to that big day. Big days. There are several days along the way that we'll be looking forward to. Thank you, Ryan McClure.
Thank you, Don.
When we come back, a look at an AIDS education prevention program here this weekend. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.